right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline across the country, iHeart, TuneIn Radio, around the globe. All our military friends, the officers and gentlemen, and all our soldiers and men and women at sea on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm telling you, this is a thrill, folks. I grew up on that East Coast, WFAN. You know, debuted at 1050 on the AM dial, then they switched to 660. And if we were golf fans and we were sports fans, of course, like in the Mad Dog. And I thought the best person in the world to do a 30-second soundbite live from Augusta during an update, a 2020 sports flash, they called it. It's the woman I'm going to introduce, and that's Ann Liguori. That's an awkward opening, Ann, but I swear to God, when I think of you, I think of your ability to put a lot of information in a small space. Now you got the space of writing another great book, and congratulations on that. I'm Marty. Thanks for coming on. How are you, Ann?
Hey, Marty, thanks for having me on. Yeah, those updates, can you believe it, were every 20 minutes. I didn't have time to get up and do anything but stay behind my desk, watch the action, and go on the air. It was crazy, but I loved every minute of it.
And we've been blessed to occasionally get credentialed down there, and I have met you, and you're one of the nicest people in the world and very approachable. And, you know, your books are fine, but I'm really excited, and it came out today, and I just feel so honored to be able to talk to you on the day that the book comes out, Life on the Green, Lessons in Wisdom from the Legends of Golf. And one of the downfalls of doing network radio is we have to squeeze so much into 12 minutes, so I want to get right to it. You didn't leave too many stones unturned. Watson, Lopez, Dottie Pepper, Langer, Player, Crenshaw, Jan Stevenson, Patrick Harrington, Annika, Renee Powell, Jack Nicklaus, and his wife Barbara. Man, you did a lot of interviews, and how did you get this all into one book, quite frankly? Let's start right there.
I know. What a project. Well, I wanted to basically go to great role models who had, you know, who wanted to share their stories and who basically, I wanted to find out what they brought from their iconic golf careers to their day-to-day life. And, you know, those 12 legends that you mentioned have so many stories to tell, and they were amazing. I interviewed each one of them separately, and they all came up with different themes. I mean, I didn't have to prompt them or anything. You know, Jack Nicklaus talks about integrity and sportsmanship and putting family first. Who better than Jack Nicklaus to talk about that? And then, you know, Patrick Harrington was amazing. He talked about the fact that he has fear every time he tees it up on the golf course, even to this day. And he's a three-time major champion. I just saw him out today. I'm at the Cognizant Classic here in Florida, and he says he's played with fear all his life, that it brings adrenaline, you know, to his game, and it heightens his focus. So can you imagine? I'm not just talking nerves. He's talking about fear and having an embracing fear. So there are a lot of revelations in the book. Annika Sorenstam talks about patience being so key, of course, on the course. And then in life, as a mother, she has two children, patience carries over to dealing with her family. So, you know, it's all universal themes, and all of us, whether you're a diehard golfer or not, can benefit from the wisdom in this book.
Yeah, again, it came out today, Life on the Green, Lessons in Wisdom from the Legends of Golf with Ann Liguori, our guest. And I want to focus on two women, and they're really interesting contrast here, and maybe there's some similarities, but I really want to focus on this, and that is Nancy Lopez and Jan Stevenson. Jan Stevenson obviously was a beautiful woman, and she was a sex symbol. There was no question about it. And then there was Nancy Lopez, who was married to a professional baseball player after a divorce and kind of got the spotlight for being a great golfer, but also her off-course stuff. So can you kind of weigh in on those two women and how they impacted golf and the wisdom and the lessons we learned from them? Let's hear.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they both have such compelling chapters. Nancy Lopez, let's start with her. Her message is play happy golf. Absolutely be positive about everything you do on and off the course. And that's really hard to do. I mean, it's impossible to, you know, be positive on the golf course if you're an amateur or anybody, a professional making a mistake. Golf is such a challenging sport, as we know. Even the pros miss short putts. How do you stay positive after that? But she emphasizes you must stay positive while you're playing golf. And, of course, it's so difficult to be positive in life, you know, with the ups and downs and the challenges that all of us have to overcome. But that's such a great message to take to heart and to just try to remain positive through everything. And then Jan Stevenson, her theme is all about goal setting. And her father was very influential in her career in the early days. And, yeah, when she came over to the United States from Australia, beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman, and, you know, the LPGA basically recruited her to be the face, the sex symbol of the LPGA. Much to her dismay, she just went along with it. But, you know, there were a lot of challenges that went along with that. She posed in a bathtub, naked, full of Max Fly golf balls. That was in, you know, a picture in the calendar. And she got a lot of heat from that and lost a lot of friends on the tour from that who were either jealous or just didn't think that was the way that the LPGA should have been promoted. And she said had she not done that, she probably could have won more tournaments. It took a lot of time and energy from her. So, but she finally got into the Hall of Fame in 2019. It took her a while. She's so well deserving of that. And she's actually, one day there will be a major motion movie about her life. I mean, just an incredible life. And that chapter, I thought, was just so interesting.
We are talking to Anne Liguori again. The book out today, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. It's going to be up tonight on all the audiobooks, because I'm lazy, Anne. I'm audio. I'm a radio guy, so I listen and I do read some, but I can't wait to hear the audio version. Here's where I want to go with you. I'm in the Midwest here in Iowa, and Tom Watson's a beloved figure from Kansas City, and he's in the book. And, of course, what an amazing career. The U.S. Open run in Chicago late in his career, the loss of his caddy from ALS, his own admitted battles on and off the course with some alcohol issues, and Tom Watson, an amazing American iconic golfer. Tell us about the wisdom and the lessons from Tom Watson. Very popular to our audience. Let's hear.
Yeah, Tom Watson. I love Tom Watson. He basically advises us to learn from the best. When he was very, very young, he studied Arnold Palmer. He studied Jack Nicklaus, even though they were rivals. He studied and got mentored by Byron Nelson. So I think that's great advice to really learn from the best in your business. And then his other message in the book, there are many, but one of his other main messages was to maintain humility. You know, when he was young, he said he was cocky and that wasn't good. And he learned as he got older just to be humble and, you know, to take the good and the bad and the wins and the losses and just be a little more even-tempered. And I love Tom Watson. He has so many great stories and has lots of wisdom to share for sure.
How about Jack Nicklaus? I mean, my gosh, the work he has done, the things he's accomplished. He had his son on his bag. He's had a really interesting relationship with his caddy. His lifelong marriage, of course, to his wife, Barbara, the tournament, memorial, all the things. Jack Nicklaus, let's finish up on the Golden Bear.
Ah, the Golden Bear. You know, just the fact that I had like 2 hours with him on a Zoom interview, I mean, the guy is just incredible. I mean, talk about somebody who has more wisdom in, you know, his little pinky. I so enjoyed him, obviously, winner of 18 majors. And gosh, he competed in so many times in the majors and did so well. And he talked a lot about family, as I said. Family is first. There used to be times where he'd be in the middle of a golf event and winning the tournament on a Saturday, and he'd fly to his son's baseball game or football game in Florida just to be there, be a good parent, and then fly back to where the tournament was and play in the final round. And he just really, you know, has 5 children, 22 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. And he said as much as golf gave him this incredible lifestyle, he said it was really all about being a good father that he's most proud about. So, and, you know, it's funny because his kids never really saw their dad as a golfing legend, right? They just saw him as dad. And that's what he wanted. He wanted to just be dad and a really good role model. And I should say, I mean, this guy has been a mentor to so many on the PGA Tour. And, boy, what a legacy to leave behind, all those kids and grandkids.
No question. Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf, Anne Liguori. Congratulations on the book. Anne, all the best. I'm Marty. And, by the way, you have a brother, Marty, and he was quite the athlete, too. So I like the name. Way to go. All right. Best
Thanks
to you,
so much,
Anne.
Marty.
Thank you. You got
That's
it. You
right.
take care. You got it. Ann Liguori, again, longtime media personality, one of the first women in sports talk radio, WFAN in New York. We're coming back on Sports Overnight.